Good morning, welcome back to Nachyomi. We are up to Mizmor Kuf, the 100th Psalm in the Book of Tehillim. This means that we are now officially two-thirds of the way of the Book of Tehillim. That's a colossal achievement. And this is a very special Mizmor. Let's understand this very quickly. It is a short Mizmor made up of five psukim and is really divided into a pretty pretty chiastic structure of a Mizmor. The first two psukim are talking about singing thanksgiving to Hashem. The middle one is talking about knowing and recognizing Hashem. And the last two psukim are thanking Hashem again. This is Mizmor Latoda, Harilo Hashem, Kol Aretz. So, in terms of the content and the theme, it sounds like Rav Amos Chacham suggests that what is going on over here is actually a conversation. The first section is the Mishorer, the narrator, who sees these people who are coming to the courtyards of Hashem to give praise. They are saying, Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha, bo lufonov birnono, let's come in front of Hashem. They're coming to the base of Migdash in happiness. They want to give thanksgiving and praise to Hashem. The narrator then turns to them and admonishes them, and he tells them, Du, you should know, ki Hashem hu Elohim. You know that God is the Almighty, the power of all powers. They respond in the affirmative. He made us. We belong to him. We are his flock, his special flock. At this point in time, they are ushered into the actual mikdash, the precinct of the mikdash itself, and they say, let's go through his gates in thanksgiving and his courtyards in praise. So there's, so to speak, this way stop, where the way station where they come in. They're wanting to thank Hashem. They're told that they need to recognize Hashem. They affirm that, and then they enter. And that's the conversation, the dialogue, which seems to be going on in this Mizmor. It's worthwhile noting that there's a lot of parallelism in this Mizmor. So, for instance, there are seven active command words, words which are telling them what to do. There are three in the first section, which are Hariu, Ivdu, and Ba'u, which means to say, raise your voice or raise a shout to Hashem and serve Hashem and come. The middle section has one command, which is Du, no. And then the last section moves outwards from that again, which is Ba'u, Hoidu, and Baruchu, which is come and give praise and give thanks and bless Hashem. It's interesting that the centerpiece, the middle of this chiastic structure, is the Du, is knowing Hashem. So all knowledge is based on all thanksgiving is based on knowledge. You can't thank the Almighty if you're not willing to learn about him, if you're not willing to understand him, if you're not willing to think about him. That's where the du has to come in. What exactly is the Torah? Just as a bit of a backdrop over here, the Korban Torah is a specific type of Korban which is brought. It is a subset of what is called the Korban Shlomim. The Korban Shlomim in general is a Korban which is brought generally voluntarily, and it is consumed by the owner, the Kohanim, and also a part of it goes on the Mizbeach. So it's called Shalom or Shlomim because all of the different parts, all the different constituents, so to speak, have a piece of this Korban. The Korban Torah is a special subset of the Shlomim and is brought on one of four instances: when a person has survived being at sea, traveling across the desert, recovering from illness, or escaping from prison. In such a case, the person will bring a Korban Torah. It is brought with an accompanying 40 loaves of bread, 10 of each different type of loaf, and it needs to be eaten with its breads within that day and the following night. And as Netziv points out, as we'll get to on later on in Tehillim, that it is interesting to note that that is a colossal amount of bread to consume, or loaves to consume in one day, which obviously means to say a person's going to have to invite their friends, and by inviting their friends, they're going to have to make this Su'udas Hoida'ah, this Thanksgiving feast, and by doing so, they will publicize the miracle, which is why the notion of this Mizmor sounds like it is, in fact, done publicly, and it's very much a public description of the thanksgiving. It's worthwhile also noting that this Mizmor, in terms of superstructure, is parallel to Mizmor Tzadihei. There are many parallel lishonos, or phraseologies, which are to be found in the 95th Mizmor of Tehillim and this Mizmor Kuf 100, and they're actually really in a superstructure parallel, because we know that the Mizmor in between them, 96 and 97, Tzadi Vav and Tzadi Zayin, are really the parallel to Tzadi Ches and Tzadi Tes, as the first two, this first couplet is about Hashem expressing himself in nature. The second couplet is expressing Hashem through the miracles in this world. And so they're framed by the bookends of Tzadi Hei and Kuf. This is important to notice, which is why the Malbim and the Mitzvot David points out that the reason a person is expressing thanksgiving this mizmor is after witnessing the miracles of Hashem. Immediately following those two mizmorim, which talk about the miraculous expression of Hashem, Tzadi Ches and Tzadi Tes, that's when the person, whether it be his national or his personal miracle, which he witnesses in his own life, he says, wow, I want to come forward and bring a Korban Torah. I want to thank Hashem publicly for what has happened in my life. In terms of the events behind this mizmor, Rashi does point out that this, in fact, is the mizmor in Tehillim, which was sung accompanying the Korban Torah. So this was what was said when a person would actually bring their animal as a sacrifice in the Beis HaMikdash. And in fact, the Midrash goes so far as to say that in the future, all the tefillos are going to be batel, are going to be annulled in the form that they are today, and all of the korbanos are going to be annulled, whatever that means, except for the Korban Torah, whether that is an hyperbole or not. But there is obviously a very deep idea that thanksgiving is something which is always going to continue. In terms of the places in our davening this appears, it appears in our davening in Pesukei Dezimra, in the middle of our Songs of Praise section of the davening, except on days when the korban that it represents is not brought. So that's why we do not say Mizmor LaTodah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because it is a korban yachid, an individual korban, which was not brought on Shabbos, only korbanas tzibur were brought on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And it is also not brought on Pesach or Erev Pesach, because some of the loaves that the Korban Torah was brought with were chametz, and it's also not brought on Erev Yom Kippur, because there would be a less amount of time to eat those 40 loaves, because one could not eat it the following night, which would be Yom Kippur. And being as those are the days that the Korban Torah was not brought, the Mizmor LaTorah, which was said with it, is also omitted in our davening, which is why it's interesting to note why on Erev Pesach and Erev Yom Kippur it is omitted. In terms of the word or pasuk in the spotlight, we're going to focus on the middle, the central pasuk over here, the hinge pasuk of this mizmor, which is de'u. You should know, ki Hashem hu Elohim. Hashem is the all-powerful. When the two names of Hashem, the Shem Havaya and the Shem Elohim, come together, it is an expression of the absolute oneness and knowingness of Hashem, which only appears very few times in Tanakh, and in combination. And at the end of the pasuk it says, v'hu asau, who are sanu, he made us, veloi anachnu amoivet sanu arisoim. And the word veloi actually is a little ambiguous. There's actually what's called a kri or kasiv. It is written one way and it is said the other way. It is written veloi as in lamed vov, which means and to him we are his. But it is read veloi with a lamed aleph, which is not. He made us and not us. We did not create ourselves. Which is fascinating because it's actually pronounced the same. Loi and loi are exactly the same pronunciation. One means not and one means to him, yielding two different messages in this mizmor. What do these two different messages mean? Why do we need to have both of them? So Rabbeinu Yonah actually comments in Pirkei Avos, Perek Dalad Mishnah Chof Beis, on the words of Rabbi Lazar HaKapar. He says a very interesting thing, that in the Mishnah it describes Hashem being the Yotzer and the Borer. Bore, the creator and the creator, the fashioner and the creator. What does that mean? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says is that on the one hand, he was Haskholas HaMa'aseh, Ubara Gumar HaMalacha. He created us and he continues to sustain us. If he simply created us like a watchmaker would make a watch and wind that watch and let it going, that's not how human beings work. We require constant sustenance of energy. Hashem needs to be reviving and infusing us with this divine shefa, this divine energy, all the time in order for us to be able to be operational. And therefore, what we're saying in this mizmor is that we did, who are sonu v'lo anachno, he made us and not us, so we didn't create ourselves. But also, who are sonu v'lo anachno, I'm over tzan marisai, but we are his flock because we need him on a daily basis, at the very beginning of creation, and actually throughout our every day and our every moment. We belong to Hashem, and for that, it's worthy to thank. Well, I'll leave with one last fascinating thought, a Hasidish idea, which is that when it says by Sarah Imenu that she lived to 127 years, the way the Torah phrases it, it separates the 100 and it separates the 20 and it separates the 7. And the Rashi tells us, quoting the Midrash, that to tell us that she was Kuf Kvas Chof, that at 100 she was like 20. And what there's a beautiful, beautiful idea which is said is that her attitude to life was that, in fact, the way she gave thanksgiving, which is Mizmor Kuf, this is our Mizmor, was the same way she would also express her needs, Lam Ratzeach Mizmor LeDavid Yanchu Hashem B'Yom Tzara, which is Mizmor Chof. Meaning to say, there was the same joy when she expressed her needs as when she expressed her thanksgiving as well, which is a very powerful idea, is sometimes in life we only turn to Hashem in our chofs, in our mizmor, when we really need Hashem, when we're in a desperate situation, yancha Hashem b'yam tzara. But sometimes we forget that we need to also merge our kuf as well to that same idea, to be thankful for Hashem at all points in our lives. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.